In this podcast from the International News Safety Institute, we talked to freelance journalist Jessica Hatcher, who's just back from covering the elections in Burundi. She tells us local journalists are fleeing the country after coming under attack.
In some cases, I think it's safe to say that it is police. In other cases, it's men loyal to the state. I actually left the country with an RPA journalist in my car pretending to be my driver because he had armed men had entered his house at night. He knew not to be sleeping there, but his wife and his two young, very young daughters were in the house, and the armed men had like searched the house looking for him, he believed trying to kill him, and that was like the fourth or fifth attempt on his life. And he just, it was too much. It wasn't worth the risk at that point. So he fled the country along with a number of his colleagues from RPA. The RPA is the most popular radio station in the country, and that's been shut down since the end of April. And there's a huge community of RPA journalists who are living in Kigali because they can't work in Burundi anymore. Most recently, after the assassination of Adolf, who was the president's closest aides and former intelligence chief, a very well-known local journalist who works for RFI and for Agence France-Presse. He was taking photographs of the scene and reporting at the scene, and he was badly beaten and is very shaken and is now in Nairobi. So this intimidation continues. A fair number of international journalists going in. I think to a certain degree that gives the local journalists a chance to work slightly under the radar, to work with the international journalists who are, I've said it before and I say again, I don't think the international journalists are yet or currently targets. It certainly doesn't feel like that. Police have been a bit more strict with us, but I haven't yet felt it's probably in danger as a target. Scores of journalists have had to leave the country, and those who remain there are operating very cautiously and are not quite sure how this is going to play out.
This podcast was produced by the International News Safety Institute. For more information on INSEE, please go to www.newssafety.org.